ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. We are glad that we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we get to spend some time together on reading and contemplating and pondering upon the du'as and supplications of the great book, Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya. In fact, the supplication that we are focusing on is supplication 20th, which focuses on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for noble moral traits. And we got to the part that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says to Allah, asks and beseeches by saying, وَهَبْ لِي مَعَالِيَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, give me the highest moral traits, وَأَعْصِمْنِي مِنَ الْفَخْرِ, and preserve me from vain glory, which is something that we will address. But on moral traits, speaking on moral traits, I have been thinking that when you look at the narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, especially a combination, a collection of a few ahadith that I have here for presenting it to you, Amir al-Mu'min alayhi as-salam, in these words, when you look at it, these narrations in fact emphasizes that true nobility is not really found in status or wealth. It is not found in your financial situation, right? In the job and the company that you're working for. None of those give you really credit, right? In fact, the true nobility in the reflection of all the ahadith is found in self-sacrifice. It's found in restraint. It's found in mercy. Specifically, the concept of ithar and altruism is considered to be the pinnacle because it reflects an expansive soul that finds joy and well-being of others. Alhamdulillah, for the barakah of Islam, for the barakah of the teachings of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that khayrul makarime al-ithar, the best of noble virtues is altruism. Preferring, what is altruism? It's preferring others over oneself. In contrary and in completely opposite stance to where the Western philosophy looks at human being. Let's take a break and we'll be back momentarily.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. All right, respected brothers and sisters, ithar is described to be one of the best noble virtues one can have. Altruism, right? Preferring others over yourself. Going out of your way to help others, right? من أحسن المكارم, أمير المؤمنين, another hadith says, another narration says, من أحسن المكارم تجنب المهارم. Among the best of noble virtues is the avoidance of forbidden acts. That itself, right, being in the state of constantly watching out after yourself and the maintenance of the health of your faith is very important. Another hadith, he says, من أحسن المكارم بث المعروف. Among the most beautiful of noble virtues is spreading the goodness, right? Doing something good, but not only sufficing to it, rather trying to preach that good to others. If I, for example, pay charity to poor people, to poor individuals and help them, try to advocate and invite others to do the same thing. Bathul ma'ruf, right? Inviting others, right? Spreading of goodness is good, is one of the best and most noble and most beautiful of virtues. Ahsanul makarim al-jud, Amir al-Mu'minin on another note says the best of noble virtues is generosity. Right? Not being stingy when it comes to the time of spending from your financial achievements, from your financial possessions, that's from your worldly possessions, that is generosity, which is one of the best of noble virtues. Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, in another note, the commander of the faithful says, أحسن المكارم عفو المقتدر وجود المفتقر. The most excellent of noble virtues are, number one, the forgiveness of the one who has power, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love him for what? Because he has the power to retaliate. He has the power to put us into the most difficult and hardest of situations when we cross the red lines. But he doesn't. He forgives us. And that's why we love him. He has the power to punish us, but yet his mercy surpasses, right? Wajud al-muftaqir, right? And the generosity of the one who is in poverty, which in our belief, it's been stated as the sign of Iman. Let's take the final break, inshallah. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, on two more hadith, on two more notes, he also lists out two more noble virtues, that noble moral traits, two more ethical qualities that we should be, inshallah, equipped with. He says, Al-Afu Tajul Makarim. Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam says, forgiveness is the crown of noble virtues. And sometimes it's really hard to forgive. And to be able to truly forgive, you have to be able to truly forget, right? If you haven't forgotten, you really haven't forgiven, right? That means still in the depth of your heart, there is a trace of animosity. There's a trace of hatred. There's a trace of the burden of the bad feelings that you have for the one who has altered your feelings, who has oppressed your rights, who has done wrong to you. Last but not least, Ali ibn Abi Talib says, Husnul khulq yazidu fir rizq. He says, good character increases one's sustenance and one rizq. So if you want to increase and expand your sustenance on achieving good moral traits that was mentioned in the list prior to this, the base for it, the preparation for it, is to adhere to having good character when interacting with each other and with other people, with inshallah, this we will finish, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us wahabli ma'ali al-akhlaq. Give me the highest moral traits, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد